Now, a lot of people do not realize that, as a matter of fact, I have put into this second edition of the book a chart to help you out here. Would you please go to page 370, way in the back? This chart, which I made up for this edition of the book, has ways for you to identify some of these forms if you come across them and you're not sure what they're from. So, for example, let's take a look at, look at the second column, okay? Second column. Now go down 4 and 5. Lob and lamps. Elabon, lampsomai. If you see the lob stem or the lamp stem, that's from lambano. See, this is intended to help you out on this. This is intended to help you out. Let's take... Keffi, you were asking about these. Take a look on page 63. The last one, Foigo, Foixamai, Effigun. Effigun. Look at the chart on 370, toward the bottom. Fig, that comes from Foigo. See, so you'll be, if you're translating and you come across these, then this will help you. Now, all right, let's take a look. Oh, 367. 367 has the principal parts. Let's take a look at the second one, please. Ago, that's a verb we've had. Ago, oxo, egagun. Then you have 4, 5, and 6. Six. Echa, egmai, echthane. All right, so this is not all encompassing. Let me tell you what it encompasses. It encompasses all verbs that are irregular that have at least 4 principal parts. There are a couple of prominent ones that only have 3. But this chart, and the way you will be tested on any final, I only test you on verbs that have 4 principal parts or more. So if you want to, you can start on those ones in the back there. Here is